It's back to reality. We're all now poor again, and we need to think about the state of our economy and how we're going to survive, especially managing our credit. Give us a call, 011-883-0702. The WhatsApp line, 072-702-1702. We're joined by Dee Chetty, who is Chief Product Officer at TransUnion Africa. Dee, welcome to the show. Thank you so much for joining us.
Hey, thank you, Lebby. Thank you for having me.
So, Dee, if I come into a lot of money, like 130 million, are you going to change my credit score?
It depends what you do with it and how you behave. But don't have a plan of winning. You know, yes. We have to make sure we're looking after our credit properly.
Yes, yes. Okay, so, Dee, I mean, the times are really, really tough at the moment. What are you seeing some of the key challenges are when it comes to those that were already within whatever kind of credit situations, be it homes and cars and clothing accounts, before we jump onto the things that are looking to get into credit need to think about?
So I think over the last few years, we've seen a lot of interest rate hikes, and interest is one of those costs that are added to your total loan. And that obviously means that people are having to pay back significantly more than they initially thought they would when they took out the credit. Mm. And that's eaten into some of the disposable cash that people have monthly. And in some cases, it's actually pushed people to a point where they can no longer afford to maintain their monthly expenses and live comfortably within their means to be able to afford all of the credit that they have, as well as all of the other things that they spend their money on.
So I'm wondering, when people initially took out credit, do you think that people are aware that, you know, ideally things can change? So never go for your absolute highest of what you can afford. Maybe leave some room. So, for example, if your home loan is 10,000 Rand and you know you can afford 10,000 Rand, rather go for something that's 8,000 Rand so you have some room for interest rate hikes.
Yeah, I'd say it's a mixed bag, level. They, you know, our national credit regulation actually forces the lender to make it very clear to the person taking the loan just what the current interest rate is and the current payback. And part of the agreement, they have to tell you whether the interest rate will change, whether it's a variable interest rate or whether it's a fixed interest rate. So the term of your loan that you sign, and that document has it very clearly stated. I think part of the challenge is that because people become quite emotional about the credit that they take, because in many cases there's a sense of desperation or excitement,
yes,
with it, they don't actually stop to read the credit agreement, and they accept the terms of the agreement without truly understanding what they're signing themselves up for.
Yes, yes. So are you seeing more and more of those who, you know, have taken out different forms of credit going under debt review lately?
Oh, I'd say that debt review has become quite a common practice in society. I don't have actual data points to tell you just how much it's grown, but I can tell you that we are seeing a significantly stronger sense of awareness of what credit is and how you should be managing it. It's so far from where it should be. And as a nation, one of the things we're currently lacking is a strong sense of financial literacy so that people truly understand what a credit report is, how does it work, what role does it play in your ability to access credit. And I'd even argue that a lot of people tend to think about credit in the wrong way, where people see it as a means to get access to cash, but they don't necessarily see it as a means to get access to education or get access to healthcare. But the positive side of credit has quite an impact on society and a consumer's life. But when you don't truly understand what you're signing up for, it has the ability to go very negative very quickly if you're not on top of it and truly understanding your credit status.
And I think what you're saying is so powerful, that credit is only seen as a means to access money, but not education. Can you maybe advise then, especially for those that are exploring new forms of credit. I think people are becoming a lot more financially literate, and even those who believe that cash is king and that's how they want to operate, they're looking at opening accounts so they can start having some kind of credit history. What advice would you give to them, especially how to use it for educational purposes?
So I'd say the first thing you've got to do is understand what you need the credit for, and making sure that you are picking the good types of credit. Now, that doesn't mean you should be signing up at a loan shark and taking a really bad interest rate deal. It means that you've got to be very deliberate of the types of credit you take on and why you are taking it on, and making sure that you understand the impact of that credit in your affordability. I'd also advise that people just stop and think about their overall state of affordability. Think about their cash flow. What can they afford? What can't they afford? And stay within that mean, especially in the context that most credit agreements in South Africa are variable, which means that the interest rate changes when the prime lending rate in the country changes.
Yes.
You live in a society where the cost of your credit could change based on how the rest of the economy is performing.
Mm.
And in the state of the current world economy, you've just got to be very careful about taking on some of those credit agreements without thinking through what that means.
Mm.
Now, in the context of getting access to finance for education, one of the things you've got to be thinking about is, you know, how long is that term of the loan? How do you go about repaying that loan, and where you're going to get the income from to service that loan? In many cases in South Africa, the person taking the loan out for these types of things, education, medical services, etc., it's typically not the person that needs the cash. It's typically a family member, a parent, but somebody else in the household that takes on the financial burden, making sure that they're not overextending themselves, and making sure that there's absolute clarity around the ability to repay that loan. And then managing your credit reports, right? I think one of the things that's quite important for you is you actually truly understand the role of a credit report in your life and how you should be looking at it periodically. I'd say at least once a year, every citizen should be looking at their credit report, understanding the state of their credit report, and understanding what are the things they should be doing to manage their credit report so that when the need arises for them to get access to credit, their report is a positive result which encourages the lenders to give them good credit.
And I think you touched on something so powerful there, Dee. We'll have to pick up a conversation another time of the number of people that are taking on loans on behalf of other people. Now you're stuck in debt, be it family, be it a lover who is promising, I'm going to lobola you with this money. The situations are many. Dee Chetty, Chief Product Officer, TransUnion Africa.